that was...
So this is when you formed Slieve Foy, Leo?
No, we formed the Slieve Foy. We moved from the showbiz to the dance halls.
Right.
As I said, the reason being that some of the locals asked my mum, could we play at a dance in Gandhi's for somebody or some charity or something, and we played, and then we played at some other dance, and then mummy decided we'd settle down and run the band. And my dad looked after the writing and letters and everything, and my mum, she was the spokesperson.
So you bought a place in Ugidore?
No, we were living in Mickey Johnny's, in a house in Minalek. That's only just been tumbled down. Mickey Johnny had a bed in the kitchen and the rest of the house. It was a two-story house.
That's just rented. Turned into
it. Yeah.
I remember the house.
Yeah. Well, we more or less settled down there and ran the band from there.
Yeah.
Until, right up until the 50s. And... my dad, he passed out, got a heart attack playing at a dance in Middletown on a Halloween night in 1952, and that's when we started then taking in others. Was Tony, because there was no dancing in Lent, the first Lent, Tony went off to Scotland with some of the local boys to work and never came back. Went down from Glasgow to Birmingham and met a girl there from Dublin, from outside Dublin, and got married. And then I had half sisters in America, and he went out and joined them and worked in television installments and installations in Florida and Pensacola. But
you took new members into the band then, Leo?
What, pardon?
You took new members into the band?
Yeah, because Mommy, the dance hall had changed. In our early days, we had Kaylee, old time, and modern dancing. What I mean by modern dancing was quick steps and foxtrots. A Kaylee dance, maybe a Siege of Venice or a Waltz of Limerick or that, and plenty of waltzes.
But it started to change, Leo.
Then it started to change with the rock and roll, and that was more difficult for my mum, we say. So, actually, what happened was, in 1952, I got married to Baba, my wife, and left the band and went for a couple of years to Dublin, and worked in Dublin until 1954. That's the year my dad, my brother Lala, and Mommy and Daddy and Rosemary were running the dance band, and they took in Johnny Janey and Danny Ward, and then Paddy Joe and Michael Morgan, and I came back down from Dublin in 1954 and took over the band then from my mum, and that was it. We played 7 nights a week in the summertime.
My God.
And And I remember one year there used to be a marquee dancing in different places, and there was a big marquee used to be in Dunloe, and they'd have different bands, and we were so popular and going so well, we did nearly the whole week or 10 days in the marquee in Dunloe.
How would you describe your band? Would you call them yourselves a rock and roll band?
It was still, incidentally, we took the name with us from Omeath, the Sleaf Foy Band.
Right.
And that's where and it was, we once took in the younger ones, then we were rock and roll and modern dancing, and still always in touch with the Irish dancing, but it was a mixture.
Yeah.
It had, and we were changing with the times, the top 20 and one thing and another. When popular tunes would come out,
you learned them.
We learned them.
You had to keep with
it. You had to keep with it.
Yeah.
You know, to keep yourself going and.